Namandavatı, 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 namandavatı. Namandavati, namandavati, please join me in Gassho as we hear the words of Shinran Shonin. The Buddha's majestic power and primal vow, fulfilled, luminous, resolute, and ultimate, are means of compassion beyond conceptual understanding. So take refuge in Amida, the truly immeasurable one. Shindiki Hom Gam Yiman Zoku Myodyo Ken Go Kukyo Gam Jihi hoben fushiki nari shimmyo kyoki myoseyo. Namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our Veterans Day service. This is a special service that we observe once a year, showing our gratitude and appreciation for veterans. I'm really happy that we're able to continue this service in this virtual format on Zoom this morning. I'm grateful to the assistance of the Chiguchi girls for leading us as our chairpersons, as well as to Cole and to Mr. Yoshimoto for sharing some reflections, and to David, of course, and Jennifer for their support as well, and to all of you for being part of our service this morning. So each year we remember our veterans from the perspective of the Nembutsu teaching, which is the perspective of gratitude. Gratitude for their service, gratitude for their courage, their example, and the sacrifices that are made by those who serve with honor to, as Mr. Yoshimoto said, to preserve our way of life here in this country. To me, one of the most valuable contributions of the veterans, our veterans, is the work that they do to maintain peace and harmony throughout the world, peace between nations, and to provide assistance to those in need, those who are perhaps in a vulnerable position. When peace is disrupted in the world, conflict arises. And it is our veterans who are called upon to respond to that conflict, often in very dangerous and precarious situations. War is the conflict that arises between nations, but there's conflict that can exist in communities, in families, and even in our own bodies. Oftentimes when our bodies are out of order, we may experience an illness. And so over the course of the past couple of months, we've been talking about the Buddha's teaching on the sufferings and the difficulties of this life. And he also talks about how illness is a suffering that is faced by everybody at some point in their life. And so when I think of illness, I think that when a disruption occurs in our bodies, we may get a headache or a fever, we may feel unwell, but when a disruption occurs in our community, we may have arguments, fighting. When a disruption occurs among nations, there can be warfare and conflict. And so the Buddha's response to these disruptions is to have a wish for peace and a wish for compassion. So for me today, as I remember and show my appreciation and gratitude for the veterans that we honor today, I also reflect upon the Buddha's teachings, the Buddha's wish for this world, and how the service of the veterans can serve that wish and has honorably served that wish for the Buddha's world. The Buddha, when he sees the suffering of the world, the suffering of illness, of conflict, of warfare, the Buddha awakens the heart of compassion. And compassion is a big word, and it's a word we hear a lot here at the temple. We often talk about compassion. In Buddhism, compassion has two aspects. The Buddha taught that there are two aspects to compassion. In Japanese, the word is jihi, jihi. So the word ji means to remove suffering, to take away someone's suffering. So if somebody is having a difficult situation, to take them out of that situation, or to take the problem out of that situation, that is one aspect of compassion, to take away the pain, right? And the other aspect is to give comfort to others, right? And so if we think about somebody who is ill, maybe we can, if they're feeling cold and have a fever, right? One thing we could do would be maybe to give them a blanket, right? That could be giving them some comfort, or we could give them some medicine maybe that would make their fever go down, make their head stop hurting so much. And so that could be taking away their pain, right? So if we think about a situation where there's a conflict between nations, right, where there's a fight and a war, that to bring stability into that place. Many of the people who've served in the military are going into dangerous situations to try to bring stability and peace into a situation, into an area of conflict. So that's, again, bringing comfort to the people who live in that place. And so if we think about the Buddha's teaching and we think about these the soldiers who serve with honor as our veterans, there's an example of a wonderful soldier in the Buddhist tradition. He was a great king, a great ruler, and a powerful warrior. His name was Ashoka. Ashoka. Has anybody heard the name of Ashoka before? There's a famous hospital in Japan called the Ashoka Hospital that's named after King Ashoka, because it's a hospital that seeks to remove suffering and to give comfort to others. And so Ashoka, he was a powerful warrior, and he changed his mind. He really changed his way of thinking after a big battle. He brought his army, and they fought against a battle of people called the Kalingas. It was this country called the Kalingas. And he went in, and he defeated the Kalingas. He won the war. He won the war. But in doing so, many, many people died. As often happens in war, many people died. And it's said that as Ashoka was looking out over the battlefield and had seen that he was victorious, that the enemy army was defeated, he saw that in order to defeat that army, many soldiers had died. And he looked over the battlefield and he saw all these people who had had to die in the war. And all of a sudden he looked at them and he thought, these people are just like me. Everybody wants the same things in life. Everybody wants to be safe. No one wants to feel pain. Everybody wants to be at peace. And so in that moment, he completely changed his way of ruling and his way of serving the people and his way of using his military. He said, from now on, I'm not going to try to conquer other countries using my military might, using my soldiers, using my army. I'm going to conquer, going to conquest through the Dharma. I'm going to use the Buddha's teachings as my way of uniting the country. And he went on to become a great king. He united vast parts of India and even parts of Southeast Asia, and South Asia rather, that had historically kind of had some influence from the Greeks and other areas. So he had this vast kingdom, but it was ruled according to the principles of the Dharma, the idea of taking away people's suffering, giving them peace of mind. The idea that the way in which harmony and peace could be realized is through this basic practice of compassion, this basic wisdom of the Buddha. Now, this way of thinking, this reverberated all over the world because through his way of being a king, the teachings of the Buddha spread across the world. And it became to influence other parts of the world wherever the Buddha's teaching spread. As it spread further into Asia, people always looked to King Ashoka and his way of ruling. It spread into Japan, right? Influenced important Japanese leaders like Prince Shotoku, who's here behind me. There's a portrait of Prince Shotoku that hangs here. He was also influenced by these ideas of running a country and ruling according to the Buddha's teaching. This teaching even came all the way here to the United States. This observance of Veterans Day on November 11th, so we'll have the actual Veterans Day is this coming Wednesday, but Veterans Day began as an observance of Armistice Day at the end of World War I. World War I was a terrible war. It spread all over the world, right? Just like now we have this COVID-19 pandemic that's spreading all over the world, right? World War I was like that. It was a war that spread all over the world. And at the end of World War I, there was the last great pandemic before this one began and spread all over the world. It was called the Spanish flu, right? And so just these ideas and ways of thinking can spread all over the world. Sometimes it's a sad and unfortunate thing, like a war can spread. But good ideas and wisdom and compassion, like the Buddha's teaching, also spread in that same way. So as World War I was just beginning, there were Buddhists in this country already. The Buddhist Church of America was already founded, right? World War I began after 1910, right? 1910 was the year that our temple was founded. We just celebrated our 110th anniversary last month, right? So at that time, we already had Buddhists here, and there was a leader named Bishop Koyu Uchida. And Bishop Uchida also knew the story of Ashoka and Ashoka's way of conquering through the Dharma. And so Bishop Uchida, together with a group of other Buddhists, he traveled all the way from California, from San Francisco, all the way to Washington, D.C. He was able to meet with President Woodrow Wilson at that time. And he spoke to President Wilson, and he explained to him that the way to live peacefully, the way to have prosperity in a country, is to have this conquest through the Dharma, through a true teaching. Now, President Wilson wasn't a Buddhist, but he could understand the truth of this teaching. President Wilson was a leader who loved peace. And at the end of that war, it was President Wilson's idea to start a group called the League of Nations, a group where countries would come together with this wish for peace. Right? So this wisdom of the Buddha, going back over 2,000 years, continues to reverberate through societies, continues to influence these matters of war and peace. Sometimes nations must go to war, just as King Ashoka fought many wars in his lifetime, but that practice of fighting and defending is rooted in a wish for peace and stability, inspired by this Buddha's compassion, this idea of removing the suffering of others, bringing comfort and peace of mind to others, right? This is the wish that's at the heart of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Now, Mr. Yoshimoto grew up hearing this Nembutsu teaching, and so when he was asked to go off and serve in the army, he went, and listening to that video, I was really inspired. He said he wasn't afraid, he wasn't lonely. Even though he was with people he didn't know before, he was separated from his family, he was able to see in those people a community, a group of people who shared a common wish for peace and stability. He talked about how the Buddha's teachings guided him to accept even if difficult and challenging situations and to always do one's best, keep an open mind, and look for opportunities to be of service, right? So today, in our time, our society, we're fighting a great challenge, a great challenging battle with COVID-19, right? Right? As a society, how are we going to come together to respond to that? Right? I believe we can look to the example of our veterans who selflessly served, who carried this wish for peace and for harmony. Last week, I was talking to one of our Sangha members who is very actively volunteering for the recent presidential election, calling people up, telling them that they should, you know, advising them that you should really, you've got to go out and vote if you're a registered voter, and also encouraging people to vote for a certain candidate that they felt would be the best leader for our country over the next 4 years. And it was interesting because, you know, these days our country is very divided. I think we have an illness in our country of division. And this person said that calling people and talking to them, oftentimes the person on the other end of the line would have a totally different way of thinking about the world. They would think they had a totally different idea of the direction that the country should go in. But this Buddhist person who was calling would listen to them and say, you know what? I respect your perspective, and I encourage you to go out and to vote and to exercise your right, right? And that person on the other end of the call, kind of expecting to have a fight, would then say, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate it. This has been a nice conversation. And when I heard that, I realized that there is hope in this country for us to realize peace and harmony, for us to come together, just as all those who have served, we're serving with a sense of being part of one country, right? If we can have this perspective of being part of a common humanity, that's the wish of the Buddha. That's this idea of compassion that we have in examples like Shakyamuni Buddha, King Ashoka, Bishop Uchida, Mr. Yoshimoto, those who guide us to hear these words, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, at its heart, is that wish, that compassionate wish of the Buddha that we receive. So with these reflections on our occasion of Veterans Day, I want to conclude by once again hearing these words of Shinran Shonin, which express the majestic power, the great power of the Buddha's compassion, the most powerful teaching, the Dharma that has the ability to conquer all greed and anger and ignorance in our world. So in conclusion, please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo negai shimasu. The Buddha's majestic power and primal vow, fulfilled, luminous, resolute, and ultimate, are means of compassion beyond conceptual understanding. So take refuge in Amida, the truly immeasurable one. Jinriki Hongan. Kyū manzoku, myōryō kengō, kūkyōgan, jihi hōben fushigi nari, shinmuryō o kimyōseyo. Namman dabutsu, 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 namman dabutsu.